it's still a large active wildfire. So we're still obviously having some you know, heightened presence in the area in terms of crews and helicopters and heavy machinery. That's still all going. And the weather, though, has given us a really good break in terms of fire activity. So we had, you know, 2 days-ish of rain on the fire. It wasn't a lot, certainly not enough to extinguish, you know, the fire by any means, but it really diminished fire activity across most of the fire perimeter. And so it just gives our crews and equipment a chance to get in there and keep putting in guard wherever it crossed containment lines. And then also they're able to work like right closely next to the fire perimeter for a bulk of the fire at this point. And there wasn't really much growth, honestly, on most of the fire, even in that overnight period, other than kind of on the southern flank. And then obviously it primarily the growth was to the east, down towards West Side Road. And then sort of northeast across the Six Mile Creek area. So a lot of growth, but most of the fire's control lines actually did hold through that wind event up in Monty Paxton area. Not much growth through that that wind event. So the really hard work and, you know, a lot of planned ignitions in that area that really secured those guards. And even when that wind event went through, they held. So, you know, it's still a large fire and there's a lot of work to go, and by no means is it out, but it's much, much more diminished fire activity than has been reported in certainly, you know, probably the last week or so.